The Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Angela L. Adas, says the SDG target of ending the AIDS pandemic by 2030 can only be achieved if other related development goals like poverty reduction and strategic partnership are integrated and strongly linked. She said a deficiency in other sectors of the SDGs helped to boost the growth of the HIV pandemic, hence the need to adopt an intersectoral approach in tackling it. Madam El Adas was speaking at the 15th anniversary of Hope for Future Generations, an NGO in Accra. Jonathan Thompson reports.
Currently, HIV remains the leading cause of death among adolescents from 10 to 19 years in sub-Saharan Africa and the second across the globe. The Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Angela L. Adas, said a careful look at all other sectors of the SDGs is necessary since their neglect critically affects the fight against HIV and AIDS in Africa. She said strong partnerships among stakeholders is the right way to go.
We must leverage the synergies and linkages within the Sustainable Development Goals so that we can achieve our target of ending AIDS by 2030. Now, we can only succeed if we continue to pursue the integrated and intersectoral approach in leveraging SDGs 1 through 17, that is, leveraging poverty reduction through strategic sustained partnerships, an integrated, comprehensive approach, not just staying in one line or working in a silo, but adopting an integrated approach, looking at development through a comprehensive lens and working in such a way. So if we, as partners in development, will just look at this example over the last 15 years, then I think that we have an example to follow. The paradigm that we are supposed to implement within, under the Sustainable Development Goals, will not be so vague to us, will not be so difficult to us, not just at the policy level, but also at the level of implementing. To make the necessary impact, we must, all of us at this event, join in the struggle and join HFFG to rapidly make inroads.
Dr. L. Adas called on all civil society organizations to be stronger in the advocacy than they had been in the past. She commended Hope for Future Generations, HFFG, for being a strong partner with the commission for years. The executive director of HFFG, Cecilia Lodonu-Senu, said the organization will continue to seek the welfare and empowerment of women and children in Ghana, as they have been doing for the past 15 years.
We started with funding from Ghana AIDS Commission under the GAF Fund and Hope for African Children Initiative, HACI, and Plan Ghana, which was used for program interventions in the area of HIV, vulnerable children, and child survival in the central region. We can confidently say that we have contributed to the realization of Ghana's development for the past 15 years, including all the gains made with the just-ended MDGs. We have tagged the lives of women, children, and young people in over 600 communities across the country. We have been a voice to the voiceless and have brought hope to the hopeless.